But that jackass could see him, and everywhere he turned, the angel turned. And he struck him three times, and God opened his mouth, and he said to that man, "Why did you strike me three times? Ain't I always obeyed you?" Then God opened his eyes where he could see that angel.
Yeah.
Take your Bible for it. God said the servant ain't as great as the master. And the white folks has been over us all our days. You pay me to work for you. I ain't paying you. I ain't gonna tell you what to do. Take over your house. I'm gonna come in there and do what you say do. I worked for the 16 years.
Yeah, but never had a problem. But I could work for
the
you.
14.
I could work for you.
Well, I bet you wouldn't be treated like a dog.
No, I don't think
so. Some of them treat dogs better than they do people because they love the dogs.
No, well,
I ain't never had no trouble with the white people, but these Negroes, but they took them old six boys that night. You know, Lester Maddox sent the troops over here. You remember?
Yeah.
They were running out and killing these white people so bad. Only kind of Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But them, the farmers couldn't put out the fire.
That's right. They were all.
They were shooting at them, right. And they really didn't have no weapon. They had to dodge behind their trucks. But them police, I know when they couldn't call from the cars, but I know when you used to could take a stick, a heavy something, and hit on a post, and the police would come from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I know about this town. And the police were riding bicycles, the sergeant was riding horses.
Yes, yes, yes.
Streetcar fare was a nickel.
It sure wasn't Nicky all the way around the
hill. Bread was a nickel. And it wasn't wrapped up. And so it wasn't cut up.
It took you from the Cedar Grove Cemetery, slam up to the top of the hill, to Mater Turn, came down, went up Walton Way,
turned around
Central Avenue. It was the most wonderful ride in the world. Every single Saturday, my mother put the three of us
them
on the streetcar.
Them were jumping in harness. We used to go down there and watch them farm. Used to be an engine house right there where that library is. But they had them harnesses hung up. Them horses were trained to jump in them harnesses. When that bell, that alarm sound, the men would slide down them posts, they'd be upstairs. And them horses would, we'd stand there in front of that door, them horses would jump in them harnesses. And they had to haul the water and had a bell in there. Blap, to blap, to blap, to blap, to blap. They ain't had no siren.
That's right, that's
going
right.
Going to the fire. And had to haul water. They had these fire plugs. And your telephone hit us on the wall and you turned the crank.
Yeah, yeah. The steam engine was steaming up.
I'm telling you. I remember
there were good days. There were good days.
When these old people got along better then than they do now. Because they got so much now, they're bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigger.
They got so much.
My color especially. When they ought to be singing glory hallelujah because they've come a long way. Our foreparents didn't live to get what we got.
That's right.
But
that's
they prayed and believed in God.
Yeah.
Lord, we walk Egypt.
Good out
there. Last night in the year, the old year going out, and the farmers worked at the mill and everywhere would be down there. 12 o'clock, you'd hear them bells ringing.
Walking
and
Egypt.
And whistles blowing. And, the old folks would be in the church. Done went that from 7:30 and stayed all night. They'd see the day breaking through them cracks. You'd hear them, they'd get up. Oh, yonder come day. Oh, yonder come day. Then they'd get on the line. Move, move, move.
Move. That went on forever, I tell you.
Why don't you move along? Why don't you move along? But if I go to church with that night, they'd run me out there. It's out for you.
Well, me, I'm afraid they would, but I know many a time that we have bundled up and had a small group and went to watch Walk Egypt.